Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
10:49, we're joined by the president of the St. Louis Sports Commission, Mark Schreiber. Mark, great to have you. My understanding is that you are on the move again. Louisville at the NCAA Women's Volleyball Championship. How are you doing?
I'm good, Tom. Good morning. Thanks for having me on. And yes, in Louisville this morning, going to catch the final today, and this is an event that we would love to bring to St. Louis. I say it's the highest profile NCAA championship we've yet to host, and it's becoming a perennial sellout. It would be terrific to be able to bring it to St. Louis.
Where would that be played? What would you present as the venue for that?
Enterprise Center. It'd be the perfect fit for the venue there. They've set an attendance record in Louisville at the Yum Center Thursday night. I think they had 20,000 fans in attendance. So, you know, we would be looking to fill Enterprise Center.
I feel like you've got some serious momentum here. You are landing events left and right. We just heard about the wrestling championships and, of course, the U.S. figure skating championships prior to the 2026 Olympics. That's a big one. That is a big, big audience. Much like when Simone Biles came in for the U.S. Gymnastics Championships prior to the Olympics.
Exactly, and it's really thrilling to have some momentum going from the standpoint of events we're adding to the calendar. But as it relates to the figure skating championships, you know our Olympic legacy is a big deal to us. As America's first Olympic city, we want to do all we can to further that legacy. And so to host that event, a marquee event, 1 month before the Winter Olympics in Italy, and have America's best skaters come right through and be able to compete right in front of us, you know, the most talented athletes that we have, and have the U.S. Olympic team selected right at Enterprise Center, that's going to be special for our community.
That is absolutely outstanding. And I know the St. Louis Blues are great partners. Enterprise Center is a great Enterprise Center. I'm heading over there right after this to go watch the Bragging Rights game. That building is the real deal. I mean, a lot of people are talking about everything that they did inside. And I don't know if you're listening and you haven't been for whatever reason, and you remember Enterprise Center as something else. It really is special. A lot of people are talking about it.
I said at our announcement on Monday for figure skating, I made the point that when we brought in our colleagues from U.S. Figure Skating for a site visit in October and we toured the building, like as a St. Louisan, you can't help but just have immense pride showing that building off. Like, we were really challenged in, you know, around 2015, right before we hosted the SEC basketball tournament. And then the investment that the Blues, the city, and the state have made that facility top-notch. It's beautiful, and it's allowing us to be successful again in bringing major events into that building.
And we're competing with cities like the one you're in right now, Louisville. Of course, Indianapolis has done such a wonderful job, Nashville, but there are so many in this region we're going up against. The Frozen Four is coming here. And, Mark, I know that tickets are still available, but they won't be once these teams figure out that they're in the Frozen Four. I remember when the Frozen Four came here last time, And I know what those college hockey fans are all about. It'll be absolutely nuts. I mean, what a great opportunity to grab one now.
Yeah, and I'm not even sure that tickets are going to be available when the teams are announced, because we actually just put single session tickets on sale, and there's only, I think, 500 left for the semis and 400 left for the championship game. It's April 10th and 12th. And yeah, it just falls into that list. It's like the wrestling championships as well, that, you know, have a huge visitor influx. It's so cool to see the out of town fans that come in all wearing their hockey jerseys of various teams. And the energy just downtown around this event is going to be wonderful. And as you made the point, if you want to be part of the event, probably not a good idea to wait till we get that to that weekend to get tickets.
Man, just big. The Blues and hockey and everything that's coming our way here. You know, I mentioned on Twitter the other day, I don't know if you saw it or not, but when there was an argument happening on our Gas House Gang show about bowl games, I said, look, if they're going to keep bowl games, they might as well give St. Louis a bowl game. I mean, we would support it incredibly well. My question to you is not that necessarily, but college football, making St. Louis a college football destination, I know has been on your mind. We saw Mizzou play Memphis recently. Where are we in terms of the Dome as a college football venue, hopefully for many, many years to come?
Yeah, we could do a whole segment just on bowl games itself. But great question, of course. And, you know, top of our list relative to college football is Mizzou and Illinois have a series coming up in 26-29. It's scheduled for on campus right now. But, you know, we'd love to be able to secure one or multiple games to bring that to the Dome. And we're doing the best we can from all angles. One, really trying to involve the universities and telling us what they need from a Dome standpoint in terms of making that building viable, and also just talking internally in St. Louis to do all we can to set up the facility to be ready to host a major event like that. So, you know, from a college football standpoint, Mizzou, Illinois, that's kind of top of the list. Mizzou versus anybody is also something that you know, is part of the possibilities. A kickoff classic involving teams of regional interest. I'd love one day to look at Army-Navy, even Notre Dame. We've even talked about an FCS Week Zero event. So there's a lot out there that we're looking at. And I think the bowl game, it may be sort of the least likely, just because that's becoming more and more challenging with the evolution of college football to really be able to get a matchup that's going to be a big draw in our community. But figuring out how we can do big time regular season college football, that's something we want to make happen.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, no doubt. Well, Mizzou plays Illinois, and I know if you weren't in Louisville, you would be at the game today, noon tip off. So I'll spread the word over there. I'll do what I can to get in people's ears about having this football game in St. Louis. And on top of that, I wish you the happiest of holidays, all the best with all of your events coming. I can't say it enough, what the St. Louis Sports Commission does for this area still, I think, gets underplayed a little bit, and people should recognize what Mark Schreiber and his incredible group are doing. December 29th, a week from today, the Musial Awards on CBS in that big-time window following the NFL. It's just one thing after the other. Mark, congratulations. And thank you for being with us on KMOX.
Tom, thanks a lot. And just grateful for all the support we get from our board and supporters in the community, and just the wonderful job you do. So happy holidays to you, your family, and all the listeners out there. Thanks very much.
Thank you, pal. We'll be back after the news at 11:05.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation.
Free.
plus free samples and free shipping.
Free.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Deck your home this holiday season with Blinds.com. Save up to 40% on select styles, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.